Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The United States is preparing to send a battalion of 31 heavy tanks to Ukraine. The decision is an about-face for President Biden, who had resisted the idea. Biden now says the U.S. Abrams tanks will help Ukrainians defend themselves from Russian troops and retain control of their territory.
Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time that we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
Germany has also announced plans to send Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. The man accused of shooting 8 people at 2 farms in Half Moon Bay, California, has been arraigned. From member station KQED, Marisa Lagos reports that the suspect is facing 7 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder.
66-year-old Xunli Zhao appeared briefly in court Wednesday afternoon, where a judge appointed 2 defense attorneys and agreed with the prosecutor's request to deny Zhao bail. After the hearing, San Mateo District Attorney Steve Wagstaff noted that Zhao is a Chinese national.
He is not a citizen of this country. There is plenty of motive to run. For that reason, it was to me a very straightforward and simple request for no bail.
Zhao, who could face life without parole or the death penalty if convicted, spoke through a Mandarin interpreter and repeatedly covered his face during the hearing. His attorneys asked for a plea to be delayed until they can meet Zhao. He will be back in court in 3 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in Redwood City.
Abortion pill maker GenBioPro is suing West Virginia and North Carolina for banning the medication. The complaint argues that the ban runs afoul of the Food and Drug Administration, which deems the pill safe and effective. Meanwhile, a doctor in North Carolina is suing her state on similar grounds. Former President Trump will be able to resume use of Facebook and Instagram. As NPR's Shannon Bond reports, Meta, the parent company of those platforms, says it will lift a ban that was imposed after Trump supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol in 2021.
Suspending Trump's account for inciting violence was the most controversial decision Facebook ever made. Now the social network is reinstating the former president and putting a spotlight on the power of tech companies to decide who gets a voice online. Facebook has played a crucial fundraising role for Trump, which will be important as he runs for president again in 2024. Twitter also banned Trump after the Capitol insurrection, but new owner Elon Musk reversed that decision in November. So far, though, Trump has not returned to Twitter. Instead, he's sticking to his own platform, Truth Social, where he's been posting false claims about the 2020 election and amplifying conspiracy theories. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow gained 9 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Virginia elementary school teacher who was shot by a 6-year-old student says she plans to sue the Newport News School District. 25-year-old Abigail Zwerner says staff repeatedly warned administrators that the child was armed and making threats hours before the shooting. Meanwhile, school board officials have voted to fire the district superintendent, and the principal of Rich Neck Elementary was demoted after the attack. Louisiana's treatment of inmates is unconstitutional. That's the conclusion of a 2-year investigation by the Justice Department. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the report finds that Louisiana inmates are sometimes kept locked up after their release date.
Justice Department officials found reasonable cause that the Louisiana Department of Corrections routinely confines people longer than their sentences in violation of the 14th Amendment. Between January and April of 2022, investigators found that 26% of people released from Louisiana prisons were held past their legal release dates, often by a month or more. The DOJ says the state agency has been aware of systemic over-detention for more than 10 years, but is, quote, deliberately indifferent to the problem. A report spells out remedial actions. A spokesman says the Louisiana Department of Corrections is reviewing the federal report and cooperating with the investigation. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Again, Wall Street stocks closed mixed, with the Dow gaining 9 points, the Nasdaq lost 20. U.S. futures are slightly higher. This is NPR.